As we just heard, North Korea's artillery attack on the South Korean island has drawn talk of possible war. But as Dwahli Saikautau found, people in the South Korean capital seem relatively undisturbed.
The shopping area of Myeongdong in central Seoul is packed, and it's evening here. Attendants are hollering out to locals and tourists to go inside their stores. Outside, vendors like Son Man-sung take up a lot of sidewalk. His cart holds socks, hats, and scarves. There have been a lot of incidents with the North, he says, and each time, there's no outcome, no ending. Asked if he ran out to get flashlights, batteries, or extra food in case of emergency, or war, he shrugs and says, Not at all. Over in Cheongno, an old but popular hangout after hours. Well, just listen. Men and women are flirting, some with red faces, and not from the cold, each glowing like the holiday lights around them. Chol Kwon-ik is a businessman, just finishing dinner and drinks with his pals. Asked about his thoughts on the incident, he laughs.
No. Nothing changed. In our activity, it's a normal happening in Korea.
On a corner near Lotte Hotel, a gigantic igloo made of plastic containers houses a Christmas tree. Shin Jae-in and So Ye-jing are snapping photos of each other. When asked about the exchange of fire between the two Koreas, both look guilty, as if they shouldn't be enjoying life.
근데 이게 아예 직접적으로 내가 느끼는 게 아니니까 이게 조금 그래도
Shin explains that it's a strange incident, and since she's so far removed from it, she's not so scared. But she imagines for the islanders it must have been terrible.
전 솔직히 뭐 거기 연고 있는 사람도 없고 그냥 인터넷으로 본 게 다라서
So says she doesn't have any relatives or people that she knows involved in the incident, so she feels no immediate connection. Inside this busy coffee shop, couples chat, one person is reading. Kim Hyo-jin is enjoying coffee with her girlfriend. When told about the two South Korean civilians who were killed in the attack, she was surprised and saddened by the news. She says she didn't learn about the incident until an hour after it happened. Yeongpyeong Island is not that far from Seoul, she says. So if North Korea wanted, they could easily attack here. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.